So today, congratulate yourself for choosing this journey to change your inner pain code with Sri Viral Manik. Do follow us on our Facebook page, that is Pure Energy Academy 777. You can follow Sri Viral Manik on his personal Facebook page, that is Sri Viral Manik. You can also avail our audios on www.pureenergyacademy.com. For further inquiries, you can connect to us on 902-969-1739. Welcome to this journey with Sri Viral Manik. Thank you.
As a child, what the imprints we get is through the vibrations and the feeling. There are less of words. Imagine you as a child, or look at the child around you and see how their caretakers handle them, and look at from the child's perspective. That when they handle them physically, lift them, changes them, moves them everywhere, notice the nuances, and you will realize at some point of time when the caretaker is not trusted. He is not handling the child, and the child feels that I can't trust this person. It can be anybody. It can be mother, father, any other caretaker, whatever it is. But more prominently with mother and father and the primary caretakers. So when this feeling of not being trusted arises by the act that he experiences, what happens and what is the meaning he gives in his mind? So imagine you as a child, when somebody picks you, you have no confidence whether he is going to handle you correctly. Are you going to fall down? This is a natural instinct we have as a child. And you start crying because you feel that you are not handled properly. Other person feels that, what have I done? Why is he crying? But these are the senses that we have as a child. So for the one whose caretaker was untrustworthy, the meaning he gives is, for him the world is a dangerous place. Are you always on the alert all the time? And you're not trusting people because you feel the world is dangerous. Do you become hostile? Do you feel the people are getting hostile to you? Because you feel that the world is hostile. You feel the world is unpredictable. And you don't know what is going to happen next. This comes from the child's perspective. When somebody is lifted or physically handled, he gets upset. He don't know whether you will hold him properly or not. And when in an anger and the fits and the other emotions, when the child is handled by the parents roughly, and all the angers and other emotions, they throw it back to the child, but the child is not understanding what is happening. So when you handle the child with these kind of attitudes, the child feels insecure. He don't know whom to trust. So what he does? Because his psychology, in his mind, he feels that the world is dangerous, hostile, unpredictable, therefore he wants to control everything in the relationship. Now there are two questions here I want you to ask. Are you controlling any of your relationships? Then this pain code is operative. Are you being controlled by the somebody in the relationship? This pain code is operative. In the mind, what is the biggest confusion that they have? They cannot separate the intensity versus intimacy. They don't know the difference between the obsession versus care. They don't know, and they want to control versus security. They also have the withdrawal symptoms. So my question to you, are you feeling withdrawn from anything? Do you become isolated and lonely? Do you feel loneliness and isolation at times? Then this trust code is operative. On the contrary, when you are not trusting, there is a flip side of it, which is you are extremely trusting. You are clinging on to relationships. You are over investing your emotions. You want to give to that person everything. So your investment in relationship is not in proportion to the response that you get in that relationship. Therefore, you feel betrayal. But that is not the betrayal in its actual sense. It is a wake-up call for you. So go and correct this trust code and operate in the life and feel what it feels like to have a trust and know exactly when to trust, whom to trust, how to trust. And all the discomfort that you feel in the relationship about the intensity, obsession and the control is diminished, and you experience intimacy, care and security. By this time, listening to me in my fourth pain code, you must have questions in your mind. One of the primary questions that arises, that how do I identify my pain code? Now, I have already said to you that when I'm talking about it, your job is not only to listen to me, your job is to also experience and connect to the memories and the situations. And at this time, you need to be completely aware about yourself. One of the obstacles in changing the inner pain code is the self-denial. And you need to overcome the self-denial when you listen to this. Even then, if you cannot, we have created a system that after the every stage of the process that we are going to do with you, I will give you the questions And these questions help us to identify your codes. And without getting into the analytical mode, we go into the unconscious. We do some patterns, breaking process. We erase the imprint through the processes which I have created for you to experience inner peace and love. So await till it unfolds. Thank you.